darling heart, and welcome to this episode of the Drink Less, Live Better podcast. This is the podcast that helps you to see that drinking less doesn't need to be stressful, lonely, or boring. I'm your host, Sarah Williamson, and I decided to have a year alcohol-free as a little life experiment and haven't looked back. I'm a best-selling author, expert speaker, and life coach. I'm here to champion you with your alcohol-free or drink-less adventures. Give me a follow on Instagram at drinklesslivebetter and head over to the website drinklesslivebetter.com, where you'll be able to sign up to the 5-day drink-less experiment, find blog posts, and you can choose to join the email club, where I share resources, wisdom, insights, and glimmers of hope and joy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's get straight to it. Traits versus states. I said something to myself the other day, and in that magic moment, I caught it. The thought that had formulated in my head was, I am worried. Now, I don't know about you, but I have about 11 billion thoughts that go through my head in a day, and I don't catch very many of them to put under careful scrutiny. This one was a gem. I had something going on that was causing me some anxiety and discombobulation. I pulled the thought around for a while, and then came out with a bit more clarity around it. I wasn't worried. I was feeling worried. I had got caught up in thinking I was a worried person versus I was experiencing a feeling of worry. Let's look at this with a different thought for a moment. I am anxious versus I am feeling anxious. Do you hear the nuance in that? I am someone who identifies as anxious versus I am someone experiencing thoughts and or feelings of anxiety right now. When I had the idea of I am worried, it felt quite heavy and immovable. I am worried sounds like who I am, an identifying feature perhaps. Who is Sarah? Well, she is a worried person. It's just who I am, my general disposition. I can be relied upon to be worried. I don't think that's it, actually. I am feeling worried. Let's try that out. It's the way I feel right now, in this specific moment in time. It might be my emotion for the next 5 minutes, or maybe longer. But for sure, it's going to be temporary, and it will be replaced by a different way of being, a different feeling. So what do we have here then? Well, personality traits and temporary states each play a crucial role in shaping our behaviour. Understanding the difference between them is useful for comprehending our very complex human natures. If we were to say that personality traits are enduring and long-lasting patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviours that characterise a person across different situations and over time, we could say that they are relatively stable and consistent throughout a person's life. Perhaps these traits form the very foundation of somebody's personality, and they tend to remain relatively unchanged. They could, of course, be influenced by life events, personal growth, and perhaps deliberate efforts for self-improvement. Or maybe not. Maybe they just don't change. In contrast, temporary states refer to transient, emotional, cognitive, and behavioural experiences that change in response to specific circumstances, perhaps environmental goings-on or indeed internal factors. Unlike personality traits, temporary states might vary widely from one moment to the next moment or from one day to the next day. These states are definitely influenced by situational factors such as stress, mood, fatigue, arousal level, what social interactions you're having, and, of course, external events going on all around you. We could say that temporary states are maybe emotions, things like worry, anxiety, happiness, sadness. They could be cognitive states, how much attention, concentration, or maybe memory we can give to something. Or indeed behavioural states, how motivated we're feeling, how impulsive we're feeling in a given moment. And while temporary states might influence a behaviour in the short term, they typically actually do not have a lasting impact on one's true personality. Here's another example for you. We're going to take a different thought from the other side of my head. I am not confident. And I switch that up for, I am not feeling confident today. If I choose to go with, I'm not feeling confident today, it gives me the opportunity to believe I am ordinarily quite a confident person. I wonder if I'm able to choose more positive leaning characteristics and think that they are my personality traits, and think the less positive thoughts I experience are states that I move through. It's one to ponder more on. As ever, I'm delighted to hear your thoughts. You can always email me, sarah@drinklesslivebetter.com. Ah, and speaking of email, thank you, thank you, thank you for the emails about your favourite thing about you. Last week's episode and accompanying email I sent out brought in some total delights, and I loved replying to every single one of you. What do you mean you're not in my email club? Darn it, you are missing a trick. I send emails sporadically, never ever at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning. I distribute helpful resources, I tell useful stories, I give the heads up on which festivals I'm speaking at, and I share very, very honest snippets of midlife insight and wisdom. Get yourself on that list by clicking the show notes under this episode and click Join Email Club. Leave a podcast review and you'll have my undying love forever. Thank you for listening in today. Come back again next week. And P.S. I believe in you.